think that's been physical enough, in your opinion?
I think we can always, you know, play more physical. You know, obviously, we can't be physical enough, you know, if we've given up what we've given up in the past. So, we can always get more physical and, you know, do a little bit more bruising.
How disappointing is it to look at the rankings and see yourself 30th, ranked 32nd?
I mean, I've never really been a guy to pay attention to the rankings. You know, I pay attention to how we do on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, right now, performances haven't been up to par. You know, it's been some poor performances. And then there's times we do some great things. So, you know, it's just a matter of being consistent and, you know, everyone going out there doing their job and, you know, just rallying into the football and like you say, you know, playing physical.
What would you say the mood is like in this locker room right now?
You know, I mean, we're scrapping right now. You know, we're trying to get a win at all costs. You know, the mood isn't any way out of sort of what it should be, which is try to go out there and get a win.
Tom said he talked to the team about standing tall. Do you think that you guys heard that message?
I mean, I'm sure God's heard it. You know, I mean, that's all we have at this point. You know, stand up tall. And go out there and fight, you know, fight at all costs, try to get a win at all costs. You know, that's what this league is about. You know, there's still 7 games left to play. So, you know, we got to go out there and play ball.
There's a feeling coming into the season that we'll be one of the better defenses in the league. Are you surprised at where you're at now?
When you watch on film, no, I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, it's on film. Like I say, you know, the film never lies. And when you see it, and, you know, like I said, I don't discredit any opponent, but it's more so us than what the opponents is throwing at us. You know, it's more so, you know, us paying attention to detail and transferring, you know, what we learned in practice and, you know, transferring over to the field. And that's where you see, you know, you don't see the 2-2 matching right now.
What do you see in film? What things strike you?
The same thing. You know, it's the same thing. You know, like I said, just paying attention to minor details, understand what the team's going to throw at you. And more importantly, just doing your job, you know, as an individual.
Antro, do you think if you get one win that you can all of a sudden take off as a team?
Well, I mean, you know, that'll be the perfect way to look at things. But we all know that, you know, one win doesn't really do too much in this league. But we do take it one game at a time. So one will obviously be heading in the right direction, and we just take it from there.
How you guys are facing another team that can run the football after giving up 350 last week? Your approach this week?
You know, like I say, I think the coaches have to do a great job of presenting us with detail. And us as players have to do a great job of paying attention to detail and make sure we execute our assignment.
What kind of problems does Colin Kaepernick present?
Yeah, he's a guy that, you know, he can hurt you with his legs as well as his arm. You know, they have a lot of multiple weapons, you know, that can hurt you. So, you know, they're playing pretty good sound football right now. They have a great run game as well as a good passing game. So, you know, it's gonna be a great matchup.
Antro, what will it take for this defense to get back on track?
You know, everyone doing their job. You know, each man just, you know, and you have to be selfish at this point. And when I say selfish in the point of you can't worry about the guy next to you. You know, every man just has to go out there and do his job, do his assignment the best that he can do. And when you get 11 guys doing that, you know, you're going to have an effective defense. The coaches don't play the game. That's my take on it. You know, I mean, obviously, if a coach can put us in the best situation possible for every play that they know is going to happen, I mean, every coach would be perfect. But that's not going to happen throughout the course of a game. You know, they're gonna throw wrinkles in their offense. They're going to do certain things. So for us as a defense, you know, like I say, if you never look at a down of film in your life, your technique and your responsibility should always put you in the right place at the right time if you do it correctly.
Spencer's talking about trusting the guy next to you to do his job. Do you have a theory as to why that isn't happening right now?
I don't know if it's guys just not trusting each other. I just think it's just lack of execution. I don't think it's guys just not having trust in the guy beside them. But in order to be an effective defense, like I said, you have to be selfish. You have to be an individual, meaning every guy has to do their own job. Every guy has to do their assignment. When you have 11 guys doing their own job and doing their assignments to the best of their abilities, then you have 11, you know, you have 11 guys, and you have an effective defense that way.
But to an extent then, you know, if you're saying that and that's not happening, doesn't that mean that guys aren't worried about other guys?
It's not necessarily trust, no, because when you watch it on film, you know, I don't think you see guys, falling out of gaps or not taking responsibility based off they not feeling that the other person's going to be there. I think it's just lacks of execution, you know, things that we learn in practice being transferred over to the field.